My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we watch Mickey and Sickly Sue's relationship grow, and we find out how Sue got her nickname. So listen and enjoy.
All right. So we've Mickey, Wynn, and Sue. It's been a whirlwind relationship. Mickey has talked about either coming to California, she could buy a nice place for them out there, or maybe Sue goes to Ghana, and they could get an apartment or a hotel there. Very romantic. We've talked about a wet skin, but unfortunately, very often Sue feels ill and repulsed.
Yeah. She's kind of in the same shape often that poor Joe is in tonight.
Yes. Not feeling 100%. So we go to June 10th, 2013. Mickey goes, "Hey, babe." Nobody's there. So June 11th, Sue goes, "Morning, hun. Hope you're okay." Mickey goes, "I miss you." Now, for those who don't know, The Miz is a professional wrestler in the WWE. I'm sure that's what he was going for.
Of course.
Because what The Miz's old catchphrase is, "I'm awesome." So I'm assuming Mickey is saying, you know, "I'm awesome. I awesomely miss you." I'm sure he just combined.
I'm sure that's how he was going.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because he's really hip to all that kind of American lingo and pop culture.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Yep.
All right. She goes, "Me too, baby." And then we go to June 12th. I don't know what's... It's very weird. Mickey goes, "Hey, babe, I miss ya so much." Yeah.
"I miss ya, too."
Now, here we have a scammer that doesn't know the slang and the lingo.
No.
Boy, no.
So Sue goes, "Hey, hun, had my daughter here again, so now going for a shower." Now, we know where this led last time. Mickey goes, "Hey, babe, write me when you online." So she writes back, "Hey, hun, how's you?" I don't know now. She's writing like them.
Maybe.
He writes, "Good." G-U-D. I believe he was going for good. She goes, "Glad to hear. What have you been doing?" He goes, "Nothing. Just missing you always." She goes, "I thought by your post this morning that you'd found someone else."
What?
His Facebook post.
Oh.
Mickey goes, "I was thinking about you." Sue goes, "Oh, really, babe? That's lovely, because I thought you'd forgotten me." Mm-hmm. He goes, "No, I haven't. How are you doing now?
How are you doing?
He calls to Joey, "How you doing?" Settle down.
Give me a sandwich.
Settle down. Friends is brand new here. So Sue goes, "I've got a kidney infection, so went to see my doctor yesterday."
I'm sorry. That's not funny, but she's always sick.
Laugh at the woman's misery, Pip. No. You're a horrible, despicable human being.
Are you new here?
You are the most racist member of the show. That's true. So Mickey goes, "Okay. What's going on with you getting sick lately?"
Yeah, good.
She goes, "I don't know, babe, because I've still got the stomach virus, too. Oh, and an eye infection." Girl's falling apart on us.
Hilarious. I like fake Davin always, "Oh, I might be drinking again. I might be putting a gun in my eyeball." You know, it's like you always had something. I might have voodoo that I have to do. There was always some crazy shit.
Well, because scammers always have incidents, too.
I know, but here's her thing is, I've always got a bucket near me and some Kleenex.
If she was a Garbage Pail Kid, she'd be Sickly Sue.
It's very funny to me.
Well, it's odd because nothing says "Mount me, sailor," like a kidney infection.
Don't forget a pussy eye, Joe. And vomiting. I do root for these two kids, but I think she's got the best prophylactic ever. Failing health.
Your eyes are like two pink gooey pools.
All right, I'm fighting a stomach flu here. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
What's that have to do with your eyes?
Because he's going to puke.
Eyes, just the disgusting things I need to hear, really?
Keep going.
Shut up.
She goes, "I don't know, babe, because I've still got the stomach virus, too. Oh, and an eye infection, like it's an add-on."
Oh, yeah.
"They took a lot of blood at the doctor's to do some tests." So Mickey goes, "I'm so sorry about that." She goes, "It's okay. We'll get the blood results on Friday afternoon." Mickey goes, "I asked a friend A friend phone. I asked a friend phone to WhatsApp you, but didn't get it. That's an app so you can communicate.
Oh,
WhatsApp.
Okay. Thank you. Because I also thought he was just going through typo spasms again.
It's like Skype.
Ah, thanks.
He goes, hope you could help me get one because I don't get money to go to a cafe always to talk to you. So, you know, the poor girl's dying and has all these medical incidents and that. But you know what? Listen, if you could just help me get a phone so I could talk to you. I think it'd be fine.
Yeah, you know, it's like once you're done with your kidney infection, oh, and your eyeball, oh, and your stomach thing, once you're done with all of that, send me some money, huh?
You know, it's the second time he's talking about what can you do for me? it reminds me of UPS. What can Brown do for you?
Tom says, so how are you? And she answers, I'm pissing razors. You?
Gee, honey, I can help you get the rust off those razors if you could just buy me some polish.
Tommy's on fire tonight.
I know.
Tommy had a couple weeks off.
Geared up.
Tommy's ready for this. He has a lot of fury over the Lions in Dallas. So.
he must be sore.
Yes, he was. I tried to talk him off the ledge. So anyway, Sue goes, what was the problem with your friend sending me a message on WhatsApp, hon? Mickey goes, he doesn't want me to use the phone. Why don't you help me get a phone to WhatsApp you, babe? £50 or $50 and I will get one.
Uh-huh. Sue goes mumbling under his breath. Oh, Jesus.
Except he's on the mic and we hear him. Sue goes, I haven't got £50 on because it's so expensive to live here. I only got an iPhone because I upgraded.
Lisa goes, yeah, yeah, it's always about you.
Who?
The guy.
Well, it's because they're scammers.
I know, but it's just like, no, I mean.
Initially it's, how are you? And then it becomes, how can I help you?
Yeah, how can you
how
help
can
me?
How can you help me help you?
What have you done for me lately?
Well, I'm trying to get, listen, if you could just get me a phone.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.